Steve Gilbert.
Torrey, what did the umpires tell you about Caleb's glove?
Yeah, first of all, you know, the umpires were doing their absolute best to level the playing field. And, you know, we're all in favor of that. So, you know, they have a job to do to examine the glove. And there was a couple of suspicious spots in their opinion. And they were going to send the glove off to New York to be evaluated and examined to see, you know, if anything was happening. You know, look, I believe my player. I'm going to stand by my player. He told me that there was nothing malicious happening. I asked to see his hand, and his hand was bone dry. You know, he just maintained that those little areas, those little hot spots, were a result of the rosin bag. And you know, it's in the league's hand right now, and they'll get the glove, examine it, and determine exactly what was there and what was causing that stickiness. But you can see Caleb goes to the ground a lot to get dirt on his hands. He has a pile of dirt on the side of his pant leg as a result of wiping down the dirt off of his leg. So there's nothing on the baseball, nothing on his hand. In my opinion, resulting in him being able to manipulate the baseball.
Zach.
Torrey, does the fact that they're sending the glove to New York, does that mean he's not automatically suspended? Is that pending at the moment?
That's a really good question. And that's why I was a little bit late coming in here. We're trying to walk through what these next set of circumstances will be. And I don't know those answers. This is such a new process for all of us. we have discussed with the players the importance of, you know, of following this rule. That's as far as we've ever gone. And now that we're in a new bucket right now. So it's my understanding that until the league gets a chance to examine that glove, he's still going to be active. And then once they determine exactly what was on the glove, they will decide what those next steps will be. I don't know exactly what happened in the past. I know there was a pitcher up in Seattle that had a similar situation. I'm not sure what that result was, but you could probably take a look at that and see what the timeline was.
Vic.
Torrey, did you get a chance to look too closely at the glove and even feel it to see the stickiness that they were talking about?
I did. I got a chance to. That's where the umpire slowed it down. They did a really good job. They called me out. They wanted me to make sure that I understood why they were questioning the glove and then going to take it to the next level. And I saw there was a couple of hot spots in there, but it wasn't a huge buildup. Was a little bit sticky when I touched it, but you know, once again, these players are grabbing the rosin bag and you know, putting their hand in their glove, and sometimes they just get blocked out and there's a natural buildup. It was in the area of his glove hand in the glove in this area right here. Consistent with rubbing up a baseball after you've touched rosin.
Torrey, was he, I think by rule, he's supposed to also be checked after he comes out of his first inning of work as a reliever. Was he also checked after the sixth inning?
He was. I asked that question, and the umpire that was checking the glove said that he did not see anything at that point in time.
Was it the same umpire that checked the glove both times, or does that rotate?
It's my understanding that it was the same umpire. I lose sight of that. It was a novelty at first, and I was watching every time it happened. But, you know, now it's fairly routine, so I take my eyes off of it. So I can't tell you who saw it the first time. But I'm pretty sure when I asked the question that the umpire that saw it the second time was answering, I feel comfortable in saying that it was the same umpire both times.
Cameron.
Hey, Torrey, how tough of a situation is that for you? Obviously, you have your guy telling you he didn't do anything wrong. You're trying to listen to the umpires. You have a job to do. Yeah. What's going through your mind in those moments?
Yeah, just to slow some things down, and it makes me uncomfortable. I feel terrible for Caleb. You know, I had a minute, about 10 seconds with him before I went over the umpires. And he said, I'm not cheating, Torrey, and I'm always going to side with the player when he looks me square in the eyes and tells me that. And I've never seen any evidence of him acting maliciously. He's a very open and honest teammate. He's an open and honest player with me. So I'm always going to side with him. And it's a hard conversation for me to enter, because I immediately enter that conversation with the umpires a little bit defensive. But, you know, they disarmed me a little bit, and it was a very neutral circumstance while we were discussing what was happening. And they assured me that no action would be taken until the league got a chance to look at it. And at that point, I thought that would be a fair compromise, that they had to confiscate the glove and send it to the league and let the league take it from there. The league will determine exactly what that substance is.
Steve.
Turning to the game for a second, how about the performance of Castellanos, both at the plate and on the mound tonight?
Yeah, you know, he came in very focused and ready and was on the attack. You know, gave up an early run, made a couple mistakes out over the plate. Pitch selection might have been a little off, but he regrouped after the leadoff triple and did a really nice job of pitching into the sixth inning. And that's what we ask our guys to do. Offensively, look, the league is going to know it now. He's just a good hitter. There's no doubt about it. And he's been telling me about what a good hitter he's been in his at-bats in Reno. I got a chance to watch him. If you guys can remember his last start, he lined out to right field. So he's been backing up that offensive talk that he's been throwing out there. And just a big hit with a big run scored. But, you know, it's a two-out base hit by Christian Walker that extends the lead to 4-1. It's just quality plate appearances by all of our guys, just engaging in the moment. And we beat a pretty good pitcher today. You know, he had a super sinker going, and we had a tough time gauging where it was starting and where it was ending. But our guys were strong enough and, you know, mentally tough enough to grind it out and find the right time to figure it out. And they did a good job of that.
Zach.
Torrey, back to Caleb. The only other pitcher to get popped for this so far is the guy you mentioned up in Seattle, Hector Santiago. Right. It was the same umpire and the same umpiring crew in that game. Do you make anything of that?
I don't. These umpires are fair and impartial. They're just doing a job to level the playing field.
Evan.
Torrey, I don't know if they still would give the signal for the ejection in this case, but I don't recall seeing them actually signal that he was gone. Was he for sure ejected by the crew?
It was very low key. And I asked the umpires, I said, is he ejected from this game? And they said, yes, he is.
So Torrey, how do you, just with this hanging over this, I don't know if you guys would hear by tomorrow, but do you have to get some other pitcher up here just in case he's suspended? And if he is suspended, would he have the right to appeal?
Those are questions that we were asking ourselves in my office. Like I said, we're inside of a new bucket right now. And it's my understanding, and when I left to come in here, there was a chance for him to appeal. Not 100% on that, but we'll get those answers. We got to be mindful that if he is suspended, we play a man down. We'll be playing with 25 men. So there's no replacement. If something happens to where it was illegal, we're going to play with 25 men.
Manuel Capa.
Hi, Tori. Good night. Do you know what is the plan for Castellanos in the close future? I mean, he will go to Miniers again, or he's go to the bullpen. What is his plans about him?
Yeah, I'm not sure right now. You know, we're going to let him enjoy the night. It was his first career win. We're super proud of him. But, you know, we have young players that have to continue proving themselves. And we loved what we saw today. We're certain about that. And he did everything that we've asked him to in the two starts that he's had. But we'll discuss what the next steps are for him over the next couple of days.
Tori, did he get the hit from his – or the ball from his first hit? Because I think that initially wound up in the hands of a Phillies player who tossed it to a fan.
Yeah, so it was confusion, right? So we were checking to see if he was tagged out at home plate. In the meantime, their catcher had taken the ball and thrown it in the stand. So there were some negotiations, ongoing negotiations throughout the course of the first four or five innings to get the ball back from a fan, and we got the ball back for him.
All right, everybody, hang tight for a bit.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Torrey.
Thanks, Torrey.